promise of additional flood relief are pouring in from government as well as private donors. Facebook mogul Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla, who are part-time Kauai residents, have pledged $1 million. And eBay founder Pierre Omidyar and his wife Pam have already donated $200,000 in disaster relief. Residents of East Honolulu and Waimanalo may also be eligible for federal, state, and county assistance after those communities were declared disaster areas by Governor David Ige yesterday. Families still digging out of the mud left behind by the weekend's flash floods may be eligible for a break on real property taxes, fast-tracking of permits to rebuild, as well as federal low-interest loans. The Red Cross said there were some 163 homes on Oahu that were damaged. Of those, three homes in Kuleo'o were totally destroyed, and 26 Niu Valley homes suffered major damage. The House and Senate Money Committees have also set aside $125 million for flood aid for Kauai and Oahu in the budget, which will be allotted to the Department of Defense for disaster relief repairs, with hopes it could help provide help faster. Meanwhile, Mayor Kirk Caldwell says the city is assessing whether it needs to build greater capacity in its canals and drains, but there's a tough price to pay. Caldwell, along with city council members Ikaika Anderson and Trevor Ozawa and Governor Ige, urge residents to be vigilant as bad weather is expected today and Friday.
We will be looking and expanding the declaration already issued for the county of Kauai to include the county of Oahu in that declaration. As part of that, what we already have in process, we have assessors on the state side and representing FEMA going out to assess damage again. That's part of the required process from the federal government. As soon as we hit that threshold, we've already been in contact with the White House in preparation of requesting a presidential disaster declaration. So once the assessments by FEMA and the state are completed, we will process the request for a presidential disaster declaration for the county of Kauai and the county of Oahu. So certainly that will allow us to respond and initiate actions for recovery and repair as quickly as possible. We've already, through executive action, forwarded money for repairs. We're working with the Federal Highways Department. They have a disaster recovery program as well. Certainly, the resource is not the issue at this point. We will be responding. We will be committed to making the repairs required to provide access to the community.
But to add to that, part of the reason for doing it, a declaration with the governor, it does open up the SBA to come out and help, and they can make small loans both to homeowners and to businesses. It's not going to make the big difference, but it makes a difference. And then FEMA, which is already in Kauai, can now come over here with the governor's declaration.
Right.
They can also provide support. But, yeah, those who, I mean, in some ways we wish we all had flood insurance. It's very expensive, but we met a couple that did, and FEMA's already shown up at their places and are stepping up. Those who don't, you know, have some huge hurdles in terms of financial challenges, and to the extent we can help through SBA or FEMA, we're going to be doing that. So driving around today, and we looked at some of the canals just down from here, and there's one where two kind of smaller canals merge with one larger, and I asked Ross Sasamora, you know, what could we do to increase capacity? And he said, well, one thing you'd do is you're going to have to condemn a lot of homes on both sides of the canal, because it's a very dense area here. People live right up to the edge of streams and canals, including right here. And if we built it to the capacity to handle a 30 or a 50 or even a 100-year flood, I mean, one thing I think is evident to all of us is global warming is for real. You know, Trevor and I were in Washington, D.C. The week before I got there, it was 85 degrees. We arrived, it was 64. It dropped to the 30s and then jumped up to the 60s. I mean, weather around the globe is erratic. Doesn't mean it's just always colder or warmer. And we're seeing these kind of events happening at a more regular rate, both on Kauai and this island and other islands. And but to build now to that, many people will be impacted, and the cost will be tremendous. It's a discussion we have to have, but it's not an easy answer to your question. Okay.
We have a team of a state assessor and someone representing FEMA. The process requires the cities to do their assessments, and they accumulate the damage. It has to exceed the threshold. It's a per capita threshold, so the threshold on Kauai is significantly less than the threshold on Oahu. I believe that the FEMA threshold on Oahu is $3.5 million, which, as you heard the mayor, we already know that threshold has been surpassed. And certainly so the state assessor and the FEMA assessor will review the information provided by the county and complete their report that goes into my disaster declaration request that I send on to the president for his authorization. And we are doing the state and federal assessment together so we can reduce the time it takes to do the assessment so that we can get the declaration request to the president as quickly as possible.
And Governor, we did talk to Mayor Carvalho, and we had asked about the integrity of the dams and the reservoirs. You went
yes.
up in the helicopter with him. Anything more you can
say about that? We do have a team from DLNR that have been monitoring all of the dams and reservoirs on Kauai throughout the weekend, beginning on actually Friday. And working through the weekend, they were taking pictures, they were monitoring the levels. We do believe that all of the dams and reservoirs on Kauai are safe. We still have people monitoring. As the mayor said, the National Weather Service says that there is another storm coming through that will be here on Thursday and Friday. We certainly are hoping that the storm passes us by and we don't get the kind of event that we had last weekend. But once again, we are prepared. We have personnel online that are monitoring the levels in all of those waterways, the stream levels, the reservoirs and dam levels throughout the weekend, and will continue to be vigilant. We did have an evacuation when we thought that one of the reservoirs would be breached. We continue to work with the mayor and the county to make sure that we have the best information and that we can inform the residents, safety, health and safety is always the first and foremost priority. You know, we will continue to work with the mayors and the counties to inform the public as appropriate.
That was Governor David Ige and Mayor Caldwell at a news conference announcing that residents and businesses could be eligible for disaster relief loans and other breaks in taxes or fees.